It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. We're very happy to be able to welcome on to the program one of our favorite people to talk with. We'll talk some Cardinals, some Blues, some Missouri Valley basketball, a few other things as well. It's our good friend Scott Warman joining us. Scott, always appreciate the time. How are you?
I'm doing great, buddy. How are you?
I am good. I am better than the Blues are because yesterday they lost 8-1 in Ottawa. Oof. They've allowed 13 goals in their last two games, and that was coming off a fantastic 5-1 win in Toronto. I know it's still really, really early, so it's hard to make any big statements, but what do you make of this Blues team so far this year?
Well, I think the one thing is obviously losing Robert Thomas is massive. I mean, he was your points leader last year. He's your number one center. He's your top facilitator. He was absolutely, you look at the numbers, Maddie, he's killing it at the faceoff. I mean, he's literally one of the top faceoff guys. So that means whether he's working PK or power play or 5-on-5, you're controlling the puck because he's winning so many faceoffs. So there's so many variables losing a guy like Robert Thomas. And that is a huge loss for this team, especially when you look at the middle of their lineup. When I mean the middle of their lineup, that's pertaining to the center position, probably isn't as deep as what we've seen from a hockey team before. You're trying to figure this thing out of Pavel Buchnevich, who's a long-term center right now. You got a guy like Dalibor Dvorsky, who's going to be with this team at some juncture. Too early right now, still getting his feet wet in pro hockey, you know, with Springfield on the minor league team. So with that truly is. And you even look, Matt, at the man games lost for this hockey team last year. It was minimal. They really did not get hit with the injury bug. And all of a sudden, the first month, and this team is getting hammered with the injury bug. But with all that being said, I know I mentioned this with Joey Vitale the other day on the broadcast on FanDuel Sports Network, was the fact that the Blues are putting themselves in an uncompromising situation, Matt, by falling behind too early in games, and you're constantly playing catch-up. They got away with it, and if you remember, in their first road trip to start the season, where they came back, had some big wins, winning in overtime, what have you, but you can't consistently play like that. And that's what happened in Montreal. We talked about it after the game against the Canadiens on Saturday. All of a sudden, you fall behind 2-0 early in the game. The second goal by the Canadiens, actually, it's right after you had a power play. They get a goal, but then 21 seconds later, boom, the Blues score. And pretty much, if you look at the ice, it was really tilted towards the Blues' way from that point moving forward for the rest of the game. Unfortunately, they only scored a pair, and they wind up losing 5-2. Last night, well, that was just a stinker. But again, it's one of those things where you fall, what was it, 3-0 after 20 minutes of play. And it was really mistakes. The Blues were coughing up the puck. And, you know, there was a lot of odd man rushes in that, just in that first period alone by Ottawa. But that, I think that's, if I'm Drew Bannister and I'm Doug Armstrong and company, one of the biggest concerns for me right now is this team not coming out of the gate quick enough, which is crazy because, as you alluded to, you're taking on one of the best teams in the National Hockey League in the Toronto Maple Leafs in Toronto, and you play by far your best game. You're like, whoa, what a response with the loss of Robert Thomas. And you even played really well that night before, or two nights before that, when you wrapped up your homestand against one of the best teams right now in the NHL and the Winnipeg Jets, you only lose by a goal, and then all of a sudden things turn on it. So I hate to say must win. We're the first month of the season, but you know, you got to play a lot better against a lowly Philadelphia Flyers team. I know they beat Boston, but the Flyers have really struggled out of the gate, and you'd really like to see the Blues pick up a couple of points tomorrow night against the Flyers.
Look, I realize this is not the same team as it was last year. There's guys who are here now that weren't here and guys who are here that are not here anymore, but there are a kind of a core group of players that were part of a group that resulted in a head coach being fired, and there were certainly character concerns that were raised by folks about last year's team, again, really, really early. But I'm starting to hear those kind of conversations again. Do you think that's valid or not?
I don't, because A, like you just mentioned, it's early. And the people I know that are with the team and travel with the team tell me that this is probably as close-knit of a group that we've had in a couple, 2-3 years. And so I don't know if there is validity to that, to be quite honest from you. And that's again, people that I talk to are with this team on an everyday basis. I think what you're running into is, again, you're running into injuries, and you're going to have to get over that. The other part of it is the fact that I honestly believe, and I said this before the season, I thought this team was deeper than we've had in years past. When you look at your regular starting 12, when your four lines, that meaning the starting 12, you probably have, and that was the additions that Doug Armstrong made in the offseason, was the fact that you had guys like a Holloway that you brought in, a Texier, guys that brought you a little bit more size and a little bit more speed, even a Foxa who's, you know, a little bit longer in the tooth but brought size. These are the type of guys that I think that you didn't have that depth last year. But again, you can't afford to lose a guy like Robert Thomas, because guys that are normally on your third line now, Maddie, are now being bumped up to your second and first line. So that's where you're kind of razor thin right now. I will say this, and I know I'm speaking because anybody even that's even a casual hockey fan can see it. Philip Broberg is just amazing. And like Joey and I pointed out on our show, on the pregame show on Saturday, the guy plays all ends of the ice. He's not only doing it from an offensive standpoint, but he's also very steady. He's not going to be a guy that's going to drill, you know, somebody through the boards, but he is going to play very smart, cerebral hockey. And it would not surprise me to see Philip Broberg eventually maybe get up to the top pairing with Colton Parayko sooner rather than later, because this guy has really elevated his game. He truly has been, Maddie, a great addition to his hockey team. And I think Blues fans have a lot to look forward to with this guy steadying out the blue line.
Yeah, I mean, those moves that were made with Holloway and Broberg, small sample size, but my goodness, are they paying off. And Broberg, like you said, he looks like one of the top defensive players, not the top defenseman on the roster at this point. And even how they shuffled the lines at practice today, like you would expect them to do after a game like yesterday. But Holloway was up to that second line center today.
Yep, absolutely. And that's what you're going to see, you know, with Robert Thomas. You're going to see a lot of juggling, I think, by Drew Bannister until you feel like you're comfortable and you got something going from a rhythm standpoint with this team. With all that being said, it's going to take a little bit of time. You just don't replace a guy like Robert Thomas. But yes, there is no question that Holloway and Broberg have already, you know, have paid dividends for this team. And as you know, it's like baseball. I would say hockey and baseball, they do have, there are some equals there. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. So you're going to have those times where you're going to hit a lull. But I really like what I see out of those two guys. And I know some of the guys that, you know, have been with this team from day one in training camp have told me that they really are high on Texier and give him some time. And they think he can be another great addition to this hockey team.
Let's jump over to the Cardinals for a moment. When the season came to an end and then when we got to the first press conference, the talk about payroll going down was mentioned. And then we had another media availability, and there's been a few more things said by Mo. They haven't explicitly stated yet how much payroll is going to drop, but it certainly is starting to feel like it might be somewhat extreme, where two or three of those big contracts might get moved this offseason as they really start to refocus on player development and try to produce more high-end players to the Major League roster. What are your expectations about this offseason and what it's going to look like when all is said and done?
To me, I'm actually kind of excited about this offseason. And I think, and I've had this conversation amongst people that you and I are contemporaries, but also with, you know, some Cardinal fans out there, that I think because of the frustration of what transpired the last 2 years, given some of these young guys that have come through the ranks, giving them looks, I think is something that I think Cardinals fans will be intrigued. Granted, the ultimatum is to win baseball games, but you know, you have to learn. It's kind of a learning process. And as I've always said for years, we're so spoiled around here, you know this, Matt, that, you know, we've seen winning baseball, or at least competitive baseball, for 20 plus years. So this is, you know, really uncharted territory for Cardinal fan. So to say, oh, we're going to watch the young kids play. Well, we haven't said that in a long, long time. But with all that being said, I think to me what I am most intrigued about with this is to see what deals are made. But the important part is what you get in return. Because if you are going to deal guys that have value and have contract that you're getting rid of, you know, if you can get some player or players that you can get in return that are ready, young, and are ready or near ready, that are considered top prospects within other organizations, I think you can turn this thing around. Like Mo said in that first press conference that you were alluding to, Matty, is a retool. I mean, I've mentioned this before, is the fact that the retool that I think Mo has mentioned is kind of similar to what Doug Armstrong has been trying to mention. Like, look, you know, we won the Stanley Cup 5 years ago, guys age, things aren't going right. So we're trying to make what he would call a quick rebuild. And that's what he's trying to stay in the playoff hunt all the while, you know, still trying to build up your prospect pool. And I think I kind of gather that's kind of what the Cardinals want to do too, is, hey, we're going to retool here, but the hope is that we're not going to be out of this playoff hunt for very long. And with some of the guys that we still have high expectations that are within our organization, bringing in more via the draft, but also acquire in deals, that maybe we can turn this thing around. So I think, to me, I don't know if you're heading down to Dallas for Claves or not, but if you are, I would be really excited if I was you guys to go down there, because I think this could be a really exciting time to see what the future holds for this ball club and what the Cardinals are going to receive in some of these deals that we believe they're going to wind up making and trimming some of this payroll.
Yeah, and I will be at the winter meetings. And I think, look, I don't think you have to squint that hard to say, from a rotation standpoint, if you remove a Lance Lynn and a Kyle Gibson, but you add Eric Fetty and then you have Andre Pallante for a full year, and maybe you get something out of McGreevy or Graceffa or Matthews. Like, you compare that to a group last year that had Michaelis in there. We'll see if he's back, but Matt's in there. Like, I think though that rotation I mentioned can be just as productive. If you don't have Goldschmidt and Arenado, if you move on from Arenado and you look at first, second, and third, and you've got some combination of Burleson, Donovan, Sajacy, Gorman, I feel like with the lack of production that you got out of Goldschmidt and Arenado last year, you can definitely see a scenario where you're at least matching that. And if you kind of match this past season in a year that's supposed to be a retool, I think that's a step forward.
Right. I agree. I think getting Burleson in there basically on an everyday basis, whether it's first base, outfield, or DH, or a combination of the three, is very important. I mean, that guy, I mean, even me, I can tell he's just a pure hitter. I think giving Jordan Walker an opportunity, maybe find himself, maybe work with somebody else, maybe finding him, because we know he has the tools. And I think the same can be said for Nolan Gorman. Remember, again, we always put ifs, big, big ifs here. If Arenado is dealt, remember, Gorman came up as a third baseman. So is that one of those situations where you put Nolan back in his original position? And maybe, again, I'm using a hypothesis here, is maybe he a little bit more comfortable over at the hot corner than, you know, learning second base? That might be something that could work to his advantage. Again, ifs, but I'm just throwing out different scenarios there. As far as the pitching is concerned, that's where I think the Cardinals probably are going to look at more likely than anything else. when they do, or we assume they're going to make some of these deals, is try to replenish some of the pitching, whether it's starting rotation or even the bullpen. I think the X factor in this whole thing, to be quite honest with you, is Ryan Helsley. I mean, Helsley's coming off an incredible year. We always knew that he had the ability to be a shutdown closer. He's going to arbitration, Matt, this offseason. After that, you know, he's going to be a free agent. So I'm sure Heim, along with Mo and everybody else, are sitting back, go, look, are we going to be able to afford him after next year if he continues to do, and hopefully he does continue to do what he's doing? Or would it be more advantageous for us, while he's at his peak, to maybe see what we can get for a guy like Ryan Helsley? I think that could be a really interesting trade chip if you want to go that route, or if you're comfortable, because I know this, and I've repeated myself several times, but I think it's because we have the utmost respect for Tony La Russa. But Tony always told all of us, you know, just sitting there having a baseball conversation, if he started a baseball team, a closer would be the first player he would get, because he always said that was the most important piece to have a championship team. So just going by what TLR says, it tells me that, you know, there is so much value in either having a closer or trading a closer, if that's the thought process by a lot of these other GMs and president of baseball operations out there, where maybe you can get something large. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Return, if you will, for a guy like Ryan Helsley. I'm just really intrigued by what's going to transpire in this offseason. I think it's going to be very, very interesting to see what this Cardinal organization does.
Last thing for you, just real quickly, you are one of the many things that you do is one of the broadcasters for the Missouri Valley Conference. College basketball season begins on Monday. A lot of excitement locally, but what is your excitement level for what you're going to see coming out of the Valley this year?
Pretty excited. I think we've got several teams that are going to be really good. I think Murray State, who's going to be in their third year in the Valley, really has an opportunity to make some noise this year. Bradley's going to be good again with Brian Wardle. Expectations are that Ben Jacobson, who's been a little bit quiet with his group over the last few years, Northern Iowa, always normally in the middle of the thick of a race, they're going to be there. Talking to some of my other analysts that I work with in the Valley, a couple of them work up in the Iowa area. Ben McCollum, who used to be at Northwest Missouri State and had a lot of success up there, took over for Darren DeVries at Drake, and they tell me he brought in some elite athletes up in Des Moines for Drake. So I'm going to be really intrigued to see that. We're seeing a lot of coaching changes, new coach down in SIU Carbondale, Indiana State, obviously, with Josh going to SLU. And then, of course, Missouri State brings back Konza Martin. So I know there's a lot of excitement, as you know, Maddie, down at Missouri State with Zoe coming back, because Zoe had so much success with that program at Missouri State before he went to Tennessee.
He is Scott Warren. Have you gotten used to saying FanDuel Sports Network yet?
Yes. I've been practicing at home a lot.
All right.
Well, here's a real quick one. So when we changed from Fox Sports Midwest to Bally Sports, you look at the desk, if you watch it all, and I just have my papers, my script or whatever. But when we made that change, I brought my iPad out. When I did, Maddie, with the iPad, I really didn't have anything on the iPad. I just had written on their Bally's as a reminder that I had to do Bally's instead of Fox Sports Midwest. Now, Saturday was my first time doing the FanDuel thing, and we had some issues going on behind the scenes with the truck and everything. So there was a lot of moving parts. So I didn't get my iPad. Didn't bring it with me. I forgot it, but I didn't mess up. Okay. I mentioned FanDuel Sports Network every time, so I didn't get that email from the bosses in LA that I had screwed up. So knock on wood, so far so good.
Perfect. It's Scott Warman from FanDuel Sports Network Midwest. Scott, always appreciate the time. We'll talk again real soon.
Sounds good, Maddie. Thank you, buddy.
Scott Warman joining us. That would be tough for, I remember, I can't tell you how locked in I was, because if you remember when I got to St. Louis, I had been doing Brewers postgame. I can't tell you how locked in I was on every Cardinals postgame show that I did not accidentally say Brewers and that I did not actually accidentally say the name of the station that I had previously worked for, not KMOX. There were a couple times where it almost came out. And you kind of hear yourself before you say something, if that makes any sense. And I caught it. But yeah, that's you call it Bally Sports Midwest for a while. And all of a sudden, you got called FanDuel Sports Network Midwest. And it's just a little bit different. All right, we'll take a break. We got a lot more coming up. This is the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.